My friend, if we'll be real honest with ourselves, we would admit that it doesn't take a whole lot of effort on our part to go through our religious routine or religious performances. But it does take something on our part if we are to seek the face of God. The Bible says, seek the Lord and His strength, seek His face evermore. And I'm telling you, that is the answer.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth in Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
We are delighted to have you with us today on Truth in Fact. Yes, we are in Psalm 105. What a tremendous psalm. And we're talking about pursuing the presence of God. You can't help but to see that in the psalm. Verse 3 says, glory in His holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in His strength. Seek His face evermore. Three times we see the word seek. Yes, I can say this. It is the will of God for your life, for you to pursue Him or to seek the presence of God or to seek the face of the Lord. My friend, Christians today seek many other things, but the one thing that is needed, and that is the Lord. May we come back to seeking the presence of God just for the fact of who God is, not to get anything out of the Lord. Oh yeah, we'll seek God when we want something out of Him, when we want God to fulfill a financial need or give us a job, or when we want God to heal our body, something like that. I'm not saying it's wrong to go to the Lord. We are to bring our petition before God, but many times people only go to God when they want something out of God. Well, why don't we go to God just because we love Him, just because we desire to be in the presence of the Lord? The reason many Christians struggle today in marriages and the relationship with the Lord is because they're not seeking the presence of God continually. They're not spending time in prayer. They're not spending time in His Word. Oh yeah, that's right, His Word. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. They're not spending time in worship. In fact, you see in many hearts that they don't even have a desire to come to the house of God to worship the Lord, unless it's a rock and roll concert or something like that. But my friend, that's flesh. That won't do anything spiritually. And as a result, many are growing weak and discouraged. The Bible says, you will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures forevermore. But I want to ask you a question, my friend. Do you need strength? Then the answer is to seek His face. Do you need joy? Then seek His presence. Do you need reviving? Then seek the Lord. That's right. Psalm 100 and verse 2 says this, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. When Jesus came to visit Mary and Martha, Mary sat at the feet of Jesus, and what did she do? She listened to His word. But Martha had become distracted with much serving. Friend, serving is good. Serving is commendable. But it must not take the place of the presence of God and His word. Jesus told her that Mary had chosen that good part, which would not be taken away from her. That good part was this, sitting in the presence of the Lord and listening to His word. She was seeking His presence. My friend, she wanted to hear the word of God. Let's not miss the opportunity. You know, Jesus can be passing by, but we miss the opportunity. The presence of God was right there, and sometimes we miss it because we're just too busy, too distracted, too troubled, too occupied, too worried, and we miss the opportunity for God to do something great in our lives. Think of the religious Pharisees and Sadducees performing their religious services the day that Jesus came riding into Jerusalem on a colt. They were looking for the Messiah, but there He was passing right by them, right underneath their noses, but they missed it. How many churches are so caught up in their religious routines and spiritual things, so-called, that we miss Jesus as He passes by? My friend, let's not miss the opportunity to sit at the feet of Jesus in His presence.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.